Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, George Harris, the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Brian Wachter and Warren Hardy. Talk coming up next for an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Question 1 creates a new court of appeals in Nevada at almost no cost to taxpayers. While child custody cases take years to resolve, victims of crime wait too long for closure, and businesses are forced to consider states where courts work faster. Our Supreme Court is required to hear prisoner complaints about food choices and clothing options. Our system is clogged and getting worse. Nevadans deserve access to justice, but justice delayed is justice denied. Vote yes on Question 1.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government, George Harris, back to Nevada Newsmakers. How are you, sir?
Sam, I'm well. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I am good. What are the voting counts looking like in Clark County?
It's abysmal. I think it's the worst it's ever been.
All right, so what does that mean?
Well, right now, Republicans have outvoted Democrats by over 1,000 votes, and it all really means nothing until the last day. You know, until it's over, it's over. But the trend is that people don't trust government. That's a sad commentary, and that has a lot to do with the national view. And actually, it has to do with the way the races have been run here locally.
Well, also, I mean, you know, you really don't have a top of the ticket ballot. I mean, when the lieutenant governor's race and initiative is the number one thing on the ballot.
Well, that's true, but you still got to understand something. This is a republic, and we still have to protect democracy. And people, you know.
I'm with you 100%.
I believe
people
they have a moral obligation to go out and say yes or no to all the questions, even if they go out and push none of the above, you know.
Well, I also think, you know, as somebody who came to this country from another country and became a citizen, the number one thing I love to do is go and vote because it gives me a chance to really express my point of view of how I feel government is operating. And if somebody's doing good, then great, they get my vote. If they're doing bad, they're out. How often do you get the chance to fire somebody or hire somebody?
Yeah, but Sam, you know, people are worried about their families and themselves, you know, and we're just coming out, and we're not even out. We might be coming out of a recession, okay? We've had a tough haul the last 6 years, 7 years, and it's not over yet. I mean, people think it is. I mean,
but it's getting very close. It's getting close to being over.
It's getting close, but let me tell you something. It's still, you could teeter on either side and drop it all. You know, look, we're $14, almost $15 trillion in debt. Come on.
Okay, but you're talking about the federal economy. I'm talking about Las Vegas and Clark County.
Well, I'm talking about Las Vegas and Clark County and Reno.
You've got $10 billion. Hang on a second.
We got $25 billion in projects going.
Okay, so $25 billion.
Right.
That's phenomenal.
It's absolutely fantastic.
Times city center.
It's fantastic.
So in terms of construction industry, that's coming all the way back.
In terms of housing,
that's exploding. Summerlin, downtown Summerlin, phenomenal. That project was so distressing to
down,
see all
Sam.
Those years.
Bubble.
You think so?
Sure.
Why?
Because the way it's being done. And it's just being packed on. Look what happened to downtown project down here. You know, they laid off some of their people, you know, because they created something that was too fast. When you're creating, you gotta take it slow and easy and build. Okay? You can't just drop $25 billion. Onto the landscape and think that.
But this is going to be over a period of time. This is not going to be tomorrow.
Well,
I mean, I wish part of it were tomorrow.
I wish part of it was tomorrow too.
But you're looking at the Genting project. What's that going to be? 5 to 7 years?
It's a while.
Right, and the same thing with the convention center property.
Listen, the indicators show everything is well, but never underestimate the ability of bureaucrats and government to screw up the entire bowl of soup. Okay.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed that doesn't happen. Let's talk about some of the races. Governor's race.
Governor's race. I think.
There is no race.
Well, no, there is a race. The governor's spending money, and the governor. I think the governor's spending money, but not on his race.
Well,
but the governor, the money the governor's spending, and if he spends the what I'm being told is $1.3 to $1.5 million and get out the vote, then Republicans are going to have a very good night here. On election night.
Do you believe at this point in time that the Republicans have built up a machine as powerful as Senator Reid's machine in
no.
the state?
I think the Republicans are in disarray. And because there's too much infighting and you've got too much stuff going on and I'm not confident I must be right. It's early voting. If this machine was there, and by the way, I don't believe Harry Reid has a machine either. Because early voting indications show that nobody's voting, so neither side has done a good job.
Well, and it's interesting. I mean, you know, you'll see the machine in full play over the next 2 years when Senator Reid is up for re-election in his presidential campaign. But at this point in time, he couldn't even find somebody to run against the governor.
Well, he could have if he wanted to, but
who?
He wouldn't. But they wouldn't have won. That's one. Two, Harry's done. You know, on election night, the GOP Senate is going to just have the best thing they've had in probably 30 years. And it's because, listen, the president has lost the faith of the gender vote. You know, women, he's polling with women at 31%. And it's all about everybody. I'm talking about Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Libertarians, Tequila Party members. They just don't trust these guys anymore. Do you know what I'm saying? They're just very frustrated, and they don't trust him anymore.
Do you think this whole Ebola thing is going to play into the election? Because it was interesting. Somebody put out something on Facebook last night that said more people have been married to Kim Kardashian than have died from Ebola in this country.
Well, listen, the Ebola thing is just a red herring to change focus. Is it a serious problem? It could be a devastating problem. But look, we have a pandemic that goes on right now. 12,000 people died last year of the flu. I'm more worried about the flu, basically, than I am of Ebola.
I totally agree with you. But the media, the serious media, as well as, you know, the media that mm-hmm. people jump all over in social media and everything, everybody's talking about Ebola. You watch
sure.
the Sunday shows this week, every show, half the show is about Ebola. And we have
sure
minimal casualties.
Sure, and if Adam Laxalt drops a bombshell that John Ralston and Ross Miller are best friends, along with Billy V, you know, people are going to be on social media going, oh, my God, I knew that was coming. You know, it's just the play of the day.
All right, but do you think it's going to affect in any way the election that's a couple of weeks out?
The election's over. I mean, people have spent the last 4 years very frustrated and angry. Okay, look, you have a border crisis along our southern border with Mexico.
Not since Ebola.
No, listen, you have a border crisis that nobody seemed to care.
I'm serious.
Guatemalans, all these folks coming over. Now all of a sudden, one person gets Ebola, and all of a sudden everybody goes, we got to protect the borders.
Well, it's our
I mean,
new...
It's
You know, if only the Republicans had come up with this concept.
They could have protected
when
the border.
Was running for president.
He would be president.
Let's take a break. More with George Harris when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
I am Keith Tierney, candidate for Washoe County Judge. It's time to elect a judge from our community with broad experience and sound discretion. I've been practicing here for 30 years. I've had my own firm, and I was a United States bankruptcy trustee. I founded Civil Rights for Seniors, helping them fight wrongful foreclosures and helping seniors and their families address end-of-life decisions. Remember to go down the ballot and vote for Keith Tierney.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with George Harris. He's the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. Your buddy Newt Gingrich just lost his gig on Crossfire. He's still with CNN.
Yeah, I'm sure he's heartbroken about that.
But you've been talking to him. Tell me about the U.S. Senate races.
Well, the Senate, my prediction is it's at the end is 45 D's, 55 R's. That's my prediction. Everybody else is saying it'll be 47-53, okay? But I'm not of the school that everyone else is. I think when it comes down to the last day when people are punching tickets, they're just fed up, and they only have one way to go. They got D's or R's, and they've gone with the D's for the last 6.5 years. And now they're just going to go, look, give you guys. And if you don't do it right, we're going to fire you. But there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in Washington.
Do you think that none of the above will play a bigger role this time?
I think none of the above is going to be the largest vote across the country that it's ever been before. I'm telling you, people are frustrated and angry. You got to understand something. Are we coming back? Yes. Is the individual family coming back? Yes and no. I mean, we've burdened everybody with. I mean, you know, these guys stuck in our local Senate races. We on the R side, you have this clown Michael Roberson. This guy supported a gas tax. I mean, do families here have enough problems that they can afford another 25 or 50 cents on a gas tax? Did it pass? No, but that's the mentality. That was the mindset. Let's throw up gas tax onto the people. Let's throw tax on services.
Let's back up a second.
Okay.
Because our good friend Paul Enos would sit here and say to you, with gas prices dropping close to a buck in the last year, that we have a national infrastructure that needs rebuilding. We need roads. We need bridges that will put people to work, that will be good for the economy. How about if we raise the gas tax a nickel a year for the federal gas tax and put people to work?
Sam, what is it, 87 cents or 88 cents of gas now is taxes? How about if we put someone in charge that knows how to manage money to run these, to run all these programs, to run the freeways, you know, instead of putting, you know, new roads in neighborhoods that don't need new roads? Let's go back and fix stuff that needs to be fixed. We're not doing that. And it's not being done nationwide. You have bridges nationwide. Our bridges are crumbling, you know. It's, you know, where, you know.
But where are you going to get the money to pay for that?
Wait a minute. We gave a ton of money, you know, in the first term of President Obama, in his first term. And that money's gone nowhere to all those shovel-ready jobs. What shovel-ready jobs? The shovel-ready jobs, they had one shovel-ready job that cost $90,000 for one job.
All right, but didn't you see a massive improvement in roads down here in Southern Nevada because of the American Recovery Act?
No. What you saw is road projects that have been in the works for 15 years that are continuing. Look, you think these hotels...
Right, they were shovel-ready.
No, they weren't shovel-ready, Sam. Come on, please. Do you think that these hotels are built... These hotels were built out of secular... out of the secular norm. When Steve Wynn built the Wynn Hotel, he couldn't stop the building because it was planned 5 years prior to that. So, unfortunately, he started building it during the worst crisis of our country because that's what happens. Those road projects have been planned and put out for 15 years.
All right, but the money came and the plans were done.
The money was already there, Sam. The money is always already there. Come on.
All right, let's talk about some of the initiatives. Do you want to see an appellate court?
No.
Question two.
No.
Why? Because the justices...
Is it a good idea?
The justices say that they are so overworked and that...
Oh, you mean they're making their money? You mean they have to work to get paid? Why do we need to add another layer of government?
Because they are dealing with traffic tickets of the Supreme Court.
Okay, that's... I want to see the case where they were working on traffic tickets at the Supreme Court. That's not accurate.
I can give you an email for Justice.
I need to see it. It's not accurate. It's nonsense. Traffic court is done at the city and county levels. It's not done at the state Supreme Court level.
But they are sending appeals to the Supreme Court. And that's the kind of stuff that they're dealing with rather than dealing with precedent.
We pay the Supreme Court justices a big chunk of change. They have enough staff. Do your job. Quit whining.
All right.
No, the appellate court is a waste of money. Next.
Local question. Now, you have businesses downtown.
Correct.
You want to see a football stadium there?
No.
Do you think? No.
No. It's not feasible. They don't have the structure. They don't have a team. It's not financially viable, and I don't think taxpayers should. If it's a great idea, private industry would have paid for it.
Okay, so no football stadium.
No.
All right. George Harris, that's where we're going to leave it. Good luck, my friend.
Hey.
Always a pleasure.
No on three.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
I'm Elisa Caffaretta, candidate for Reno City Council, and I want to talk about smart government.
Don't you mean small government?
Mother, smart government is focused on building an innovative, connected, and safe city.
Well, you should make it easier for people and cut the red tape.
Smart government is my plan to support tech startups and local businesses and to create jobs.
And what about controlling the city's budget?
That's what I'm saying. I'm Elisa Caffaretta. I'm asking for your vote for Reno City Council.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
If you've been in a crash, you need a lawyer you can trust. Someone who knows the law and who can fight for the best possible settlement.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
When it comes to enforcing the law and keeping families safe, the last thing we can afford is a mistake by an inexperienced lawyer. A lawyer like Adam Laxalt. In a performance review, Laxalt's firm called him a train wreck. His work, sloppy. They concluded he doesn't even have the basic skill set to be a lawyer. In fact, Laxalt has never even tried a case in Nevada. And now he wants to be our attorney general? Adam Laxalt, dangerously inexperienced.
I'm Will Adams, owner of Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange. We pay the most cash in town for your broken jewelry, gold, silver, and other precious metals. We are Northern Nevada's number one pawn shop alternative. See us on Pyramid Way just north of I-80, Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
This is Nevada Newsmakers
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel as always. Warren Hardy is here with Hardy Consulting, and Brian Wachter with the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. So George Harris was on the program earlier decrying the appellate court that the Supreme Court wishes to have. I'm sure Justice Hardesty will be on the phone to him momentarily. Your thoughts on this, Brian?
Well, the Retail Association, we support question one. We think it's important for all Nevadans, but especially businesses, to be able to have, you know, access, quick access to the court system. Right now, we have such a huge backlog between cases after the district court, they get to the Supreme Court, especially for civil matters that end up being pushed back on the docket for any number of reasons, special cases, things that take more precedence. So businesses and the average Nevadan are left just in this limbo process, kind of like judicial limbo. And so the appellate court would give us the ability to move those cases further. They would give us the ability to have another venue to address those concerns. And we think that's important for Nevadans.
Well, and also you're seeing things like traffic tickets and family court issues being tied up at the Supreme Court, which makes no sense whatsoever.
Exactly. This should be a more efficient system. It's long overdue, and we're looking forward to seeing how the Supreme Court builds it after successful passage of question one.
And the other thing is that the Supreme Court has been returning money to the legislature year after year because of cost savings. So there is actually money there. They wouldn't be taking up any new courtrooms. Your thoughts on this, Warren?
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree with Brian. I mean, it's one of those growing pain things for Nevada. An appellate court is overdue, like a lot of other things, and we always seem to be behind the eight ball a little bit on that. But the groups that Brian talked about being hit are the ones that are disadvantaged by not having an appellate court. We need to free up the Supreme Court to deal with the things that Supreme Courts ought to be dealing with.
All right, mining tax out of the Constitution. Your thoughts on that one?
Well, I think, you know, that's a tough one, obviously. But I think one of the things we've done wrong is put our tax policy into the Constitution in Nevada. And I think it ought to be out. I think it ought to be something that's discussed on par with everything else. Having said that, I think we need to be very, very careful in Nevada. I think one of the reasons we need to take it out of the Constitution is because we need to have everything on the table so no industry is targeted specifically, which we do a lot of in Nevada.
Okay, but now here's the question, which is being raised by lobbyists for the mining industry, like Jim Wadhams, for example, which is that Nevada could end up actually having less tax money coming from this than
more. Well, that's true, and that's the policy, that's potentially true, and that's the policy discussion that has to occur. But you can't have that discussion when certain things are off the table. We've been talking about this since I got involved in Nevada politics in 1991 with the Price Waterhouse study. We've been talking about leveling the playing field, making a tax base, tax structure that makes sense for Nevada. But all these things are off the table because we write our tax policy near the Constitution.
What do you think plays into this when you have potentially such a low turnout in terms of voters coming into this? How does that play into this?
Well, for one, we take a different position on question two. We hope folks vote against it.
Because?
Well, looking at balancing or providing a tax system that is as low rate as possible with the widest base, doesn't make much sense to go after mining particularly. It's in the Constitution. The founders of our state thought it should be there because it was such an important industry to Nevada at the time, and it's still an important industry to Nevada at the time. Average wage is $80,000 a year. The amount of training and testing that has to go through, these are not folks that are using government services. These are folks that are a net positive to the economy. To change that now, especially without any wider plan, we think is untimely. But with turnout, I think we're going to see, especially during midterms, we've seen the rural counties play a little bit more role in voting, especially Washoe County. Those are the counties that are more closely aligned with that industry. Clark County is a little bit removed. So Clark County, I think, is going to be the battleground. But in midterm elections in Nevada, we've seen the rural counties and Washoe play a larger role in the voting percentage.
Well, and I just want to make clear, I'm not advocating, my position on the mining tax is not advocating that we tax mining. The founders also put into the Constitution that we should tax gaming pretty heavily, too. And that's the kind of thing I'm talking about, that we need to just make sure that everything's on the table, that when we have that policy discussion, that everybody, including mining, is treated fairly. There are some dynamics with mining that have to be considered. You know, gold is what's doing really well. Everything else isn't. So I don't know that you can afford it.
You know, relatively speaking, gold is not doing as well as it was a couple of years ago.
Exactly.
And in fact, what's interesting is that Northern Nevada Business Week, they just put out a piece this last week where they talked about the exploration companies, the smaller companies that go out and find the gold that then eventually the Barricks and the Newmonts buy up these companies because they found the gold, are running out of financing. They have no money, and there's no more money coming into the pipeline, and they're really running out of cash.
Well, across the board, mining's not doing great, and so that needs to be factored in. But, you know, you can't overcompensate by taxing the banking industry and the insurance industry over what you tax everybody else just because they don't have to happen to have a constitutional protection.
Just we've got about 30 seconds left here. Are you surprised at the lack of advertising from the mining industry on this topic?
I think it's such a very complex issue that I'm not sure it lends itself to 30-second, 15-second commercial spots. And Sam, you even brought up that there's still a misconception on what the end result will be. If it passes, what happens to the mining companies in the state? If it doesn't pass, what happens? I think it's something that is best left to, if the voters can understand it, then we'll see what happens.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you, guys. We'll have you back on the next program if you will stick around. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
It's important to choose the right Halloween costume, and Party America has the right costume.
Buy one costume and get the second one at half price.
Party America, the right costume at the right price. Party America.
Families are unique and face different situations. As your trusted community short-term lender for over 15 years, Dollar Loan Center is here to help. Get a signature loan up to $2,500 or an auto title loan up to $10,000 in just minutes. No checking account required, no application fees, and no prepayment penalties. We guarantee to beat the rate of any payday lender, and we lend more, way more. We look forward to making you part of our family. Find us at don'tbebroke.com.
Many workers are injured on the job every day and need help. If you've been hurt on the job, call me, Attorney Jay Short. Find out why thousands of injured workers throughout Nevada have hired me to fight for their benefits. Things like proper medical treatment, weekly benefit checks, and lump sum settlements. Just because you're getting some benefits now doesn't mean it's everything you're entitled to.
If you've been hurt on the job, call Attorney Jay Short at 786-2006. Work comp is all we do.
Do your bills continue to multiply? Does it seem as if payday is always weeks away? Well, that's when you need CashCo. It's easy to get the cash you need when you need it. At CashCo, we don't do credit checks, no year-long contracts, and it's okay if you had a prior bankruptcy or just started a new job. Write us a check today, and we'll hold it until payday. You could be getting cash in just 15 minutes and be on your way to better things. We have two Northern Nevada locations to serve you. Get money in minutes with CashCo.
Party America has a huge selection of Halloween costumes from as low as $9.99. Buy one costume and get a second costume half off. Party America at Crummer Lane in South Virginia, west of Meadowood Mall behind Bank of America.
Come see us. We'll treat you right.
On our next broadcast, Howard Stutz, the gaming correspondent for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, will go around the world with Howard on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.